here with Zach Miller on the beat. Zach, you get the contract in the offseason, re-signing with the Bears. So many past seasons, you've kind of been on these one-year-at-a-time type deals. How's it different?
My approach isn't different. I mean, I don't want to say a sense of security, because if you ever relax, you're not improving. It's just like I feel like I'm home. You know, I don't know if that sounds weird or not, but I feel like I'm in a place where I'm wanted. I understand the expectations, and it's just a good position to be in.
I know when we talked to you after you re-signed, you mentioned how important it was to keep playing with Jay. Yeah. How has that relationship continued to grow, and is you're kind of one of his go-to guys now?
It's just, I love being on the football field with him. Just to see, like, his leadership that has grown so much since I've been here, and just see the way that he interacts, and it's like rewarding just to come back and communicate with him. And, you know, what did you see here? Long horn.
Nice.
You know, what he sees, what I see, and just for us to work together and be on the same page a lot, it's just fun. You know, I love the dude off the field, and it's fun playing football with your friends.
When you look back on the couple years you were hurt, and at least with the Bears, and the whether it was still the Phil Emery era or when Ryan Pace came in here, just that year where you kind of sat there and you were looking at the film, and yet, you know, two regimes kind of took a chance on you and kept you here, and then you kind of had the rewarding season last year. How much did that factor into your decision to stay?
Well, I mean, you reward loyalty, and loyalty rewards you. You know, for both of those guys, starting with Phil to give me a shot coming off, you know, being out of football, and then, you know, for Ryan to give me another one coming off a significant injury, just it means the world to me to be able to continue my dream and then put myself and my family in the position that we are. So, thankfully, you know, they took that shot, and I took advantage of it. So, super blessed. Can't thank them and the organization enough for doing that for me.
You're kind of the elder statesman now in the tight end room. A lot of young guys there. Yeah. A lot of guys that I think Bears fans need to get used to and learn their names still. What's that room been like?
It's a great group, man. You got a group of hungry young guys that are just willing to work. They do it the right way. Come in, and you really... they do everything right. Everybody strives for perfection. You know, it's a difficult thing in professional sports, but they're trying to learn every single day, along with myself. I mean, if you are never trying to learn on a daily basis, you're not getting any better. So we just got a really good group of guys in that room.
How did things change when the pads go on?
Intensity will go up just a hair initially on that first day, just because we haven't been in pads for so long. And then it's just really dialing in more technique, opposed to you're kind of reaching for things that you can't reach for without pads on. So it's just back to real football. Technique will need to be dialed in, and the intensity will probably bump up a hair.
As you try to build on last season, what are you kind of personally honing in on, things that you want to improve?
You just got to, obviously for me, work on your weaknesses. And you know, you work to make your weaknesses your strength. Obviously, early in my career, I was not known to be a blocker. I feel like last year, being able to work with Frank and him help me in that aspect has really improved my game to a point where I can stay on the football field and actually enjoy it a little bit. You know, there's a weird, fulfilling feeling to make a good block. So that's something that I'm working on a daily basis. And obviously, that'll improve more when you get pads on as well.
At what point did you kind of learn that appreciation? Whether it was some play where you made a nice block on the outside and the guy, you know, went the distance? How long did that take?
Well, to do it consistently, it was probably last year was the first time that I actually felt good doing it. The first time I ever did it, probably 2010 in Jacksonville, we're running a bubble screen, and Cortland Finnegan went to jump it, and I smoked him. And that thing got out the gate, and I was like, man, I was important on that play. I didn't touch the ball, but I was important. And now as you get into it and you see, you know, running backs hitting a hole, and maybe a 4 to 6 yard game, but you understand that football's 11 guys on offense have to do everything right to be successful. So you understand you're a part of something, whether you have the ball or not.
You still have video of that block somewhere, like on YouTube or something? You find it?
I don't know. We might be able to. I think I have it on a DVD. I said all my plays from Jacksonville that I liked, so I might have it in the archives.
Last thing for you as we let you go, having Kevin White and Alshon Jeffrey out there, even out here with shorts in the first 2 days, you can just sort of sense there's a different dynamic with this offense.
Talking about two very explosive guys. Combine them with the rest of the guys in the slot, with Eddie, Mark, Cam's been playing well. Really, that whole group, Bellamy. I mean, from the top down, you got some playmakers there, but obviously Alshon and having Kevin back, he's explosive. Guy can run. Exciting for me.
Yeah.
You know, you got two dogs outside. Throw a guy like Eddie or Mark in the slot, and then maybe let me run around. They got to cover other guys opposed to me. So it puts a whole package together for Jay to have a lot of weapons to go to.
Zach, appreciate the time, man.
Anytime, bro.